Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Matthew Banks with Blue Man Group, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Just thought of breaking into the White House.
No, I didn't say that. That's not what I said. I believe what I said is there's a good time and a bad time to jump the fence at the White House.
Okay.
And this was from, I was told this by a former Secret Service agent.
Okay.
Always jump in the summer. Don't jump in the winter.
Okay.
Winter bad, summer good.
Because the winter you leave footprints in the snow?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
But go ahead.
You might freeze to death.
No. No.
The bars are cold.
Nope. But it has to do with it being cold. Okay. What I was told, always jump in the summer because you're not wearing a coat.
Oh, so you're lighter.
They can see you. They can see what you may have on you. If you're wearing a coat,
Oh, not good.
Not good.
Okay.
Because they, you know, they have to be concerned what's under.
So if you did it naked.
Oh, you'd be fine. Just don't get caught on the fence. Yeah.
Speaking of being naked, Target.
I really want no part of that.
Target's now selling boys' pants that conceal the male genitalia to be more of a trans-neutral movement.
And another clothing company is doing it's the world's getting crazy.
I mean, that's your store.
What do you mean it's my store? I own it.
Well, it's your favorite. Isn't it your place to shop?
No, it's not. There is no place is my favorite place to shop.
It's getting wild, though. It's getting crazy out there.
But I think
breaking news. Legendary singer Tina Turner has passed away.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That how old?
83.
Wow.
I mean, I was going to, you know, when
maybe that's why I just heard What's Love Got to Do with You?
It could be.
I just heard it.
Well, I mean, do you remember back when Columbia House had like the 12 pennies or 12 CDs or not CDs, they were 12 tape decks.
Yeah, they were cassettes.
For a penny.
Right. And then you had to buy
one
seven
for like
more.
$70.
No, you had to buy seven more. So my question to you, how many times did you sign up?
Oh, at least three.
Okay. At least three?
Yeah, I got at least 36 different. Because I mean, Chicago was probably one of them, obviously. That was my favorite band back in the day. I mean, Tina Turner, Michael Jackson, Prince, Purple Rain. I mean, those are...
What does that have to do with Tina Turner, the Columbia House?
Well, because that's the one of the tapes that I got on my 12 for a penny.
I don't know what 12 I got.
You don't remember?
And which time I got it.
Well, if you could go back now, if they brought Columbia House Records back, you get 12 albums for a penny. What are you selecting?
I don't know. I would struggle.
Really?
I would struggle. Because I obviously one of the top 12 albums of all time, but I don't know if I could get a Michael Jackson album.
A Thriller?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
No, but iconic. You know.
It's
you know,
iconic.
But if we go back in time, none of that stuff came out yet. So I could get.
Well, we don't know, man. That's true. Michael never touched them kids. Leave them alone.
Okay.
Let the man rest in peace.
I'm sure I would get a Queen.
At Target?
You asked me what albums would I get.
Okay. Gotcha.
You idiot.
Get Queen. So Queen's one. I know you get Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I have to think, but most likely. I'm sure I would get Bad Out of Hell, because that's one of the greatest albums of all time.
Would you get a Scorpions album?
Now or then?
Whenever Rock You Like a Hurricane came out. I mean, that's their number one song, right?
I don't know. Again, are we going back in time and I'm doing 12? Or right now, what would your 12 be if they
Let's
were...
Let's go right now.
Oh,
so
I would definitely get a Scorpion.
Because of personal connection.
Well, honestly, it's not even that. It's I like it. Now, I would have never liked it if I never had the opportunity to go see it.
Right.
You know, to like when I go into the back room... and write a commercial or do work, few and far between, I know. But and I hit Alexa up, and I say, I guess that's not politically correct either to say when I hit Alexa up.
Can't hit Alexa.
You know, play Scorpions. I now know heard and have seen them sing most of those songs that I hear on Alexa. So yeah, I would definitely get a Scorpions, you know, for sure.
Did you put Boston in that list?
Probably not.
Like, why did the band stop naming them after cities?
Well, because, you know,
coming out like St. Petersburg,
you know, the band Lutz didn't go too far. You know,
that's a great name. Though.
Lutz. Or Lutz. I would probably have to get a Bee Gees.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
Madonna,
you know, make the list?
Absolutely not. What? Then or now. Really? Definitely not now.
Like a virgin?
Well, she owes about 18 million people something. And until she does it, I want no part of her music.
Do you, what else did you put on there? What'd you put?
I didn't put anything. What?
REO Speedwagon?
Yeah.
Gotta put REO Speedwagon on.
You know what threw me for a loop, and I had the opportunity, and I know I've told this story before. One of the, you know, and I've done so many cool things, been very fortunate, blah, 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 blah. So I'm playing golf as a celebrity, shocking enough, in the Robin Zander Golf Tournament.
Okay. Cheap trick.
It's in Clearwater. Matter of fact, you know, they're playing the first show at that new facility.
Oh, yeah, in Clearwater. In Clearwater. Amphitheater.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
That's an amazing facility.
So they're playing the first show, and it's for free.
It's probably Coachman Park or something.
It's got something like a sound. It's the sound or, you know, whatever.
Tom Cruise can watch all concerts for free from his condo.
Or from his spaceship.
He has a spaceship as well.
So somebody comes out and they get me. We're out in the front, like eating and whatever. And somebody goes, are you not playing as a celebrity? I go, yeah. I know it's funny. They're like, no, we need you to sign the T signs. I'm like, you don't want me to sign the T signs. You know, there's some legitimate, no, you know, we need to get blah, blah, blah. So I'm signing. And then all of a sudden, more people come to my left. I even remember which side they're from. So I'm signing. And I looked up and it was Kevin Cronin standing right next to me. And REO Speedwagon was always one of my favorite bands. And now Kevin Cronin is within arm's reach. And the funny REO Speedwagon story, I always wanted to go see him. I'm in the Navy, stationed in, was this Boston still or Newport? I don't remember if it was Boston or Newport, to be honest. Most likely Boston. We bought tickets to go see him in Rhode Island. And, you know, the military, just like you and everybody else, they change plans at the last minute. They're like, on such and such a day, they're doing what's called a fast cruise. So we're tied up to the pier, but we can't leave the ship. We're pretending to be underway for 24 or 48 hours or whatever. You know, and staff and, you know, people, the welders are walking on and walking off, but we can't. We have to pretend. And that's when the REO Speedwagon concert was. So I didn't get to go see them. And so they were always, and then I got to see him at the Super Bowl, and they performed at the media day and all that kind of stuff. But my biggest kind of threw me for a loop-de-loop when you watch Bohemian Rhapsody, which is, I love the movie. One of my brothers is like, you know, it's easy to tell stories when the story's about a dead person.
Sure.
They can't argue. They can't.
That's why I said leave Michael alone.
Okay. So, now you made me forget what I was talking about.
Talking about REO Speedwagon.
Oh, so in Bohemian Rhapsody, you know, when Freddie Mercury begs to come back, allegedly, and then they're going to play at whatever the big concert was, Live Aid, and he's in there talking to the producer, and they're like, all the big bands are playing, U2 and Beatles or whoever it was, I don't remember, REO Speedwagon, and I never considered REO Speedwagon like one of the elite of the elite bands, but they were. REO Speedwagon is not bad.
So that makes your top 12?
REO would, yeah. You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
What about the Supremes?
No. The Temptations, maybe.
Temptations?
The Temptations.
Yeah, they're raising
I just went and saw their play again. And I love the movie. You know, the actors that are in it's phenomenal. And everything about it, top notch.
Well, Bobby Brown?
No.
My Prerogative?
No, because it's not. I'm making the list.
What about New Edition?
You know, I don't know, but I would have, no, probably not New Edition, but we're going to lose quite a bit of listeners here, but I would have to, you know, a Backstreet Boys, an NSYNC, you know, one of those albums would have to be in it.
New Kids on the Block? Which one's better? Who's the biggest boy band of all time? Maybe we can get them to play at Target for an opening.
I believe it would be Menudo. Or however you say it. All three of them were huge. I mean, again, are you talking of all time? And does Justin Timberlake, of what he's done since, does that fall under NSYNC? Because then it would be them for sure. Now, if you want to add acting as well, does New Kids, you know, I don't know what Donnie and, you know, what he's made and all that. But I'll tell you what, and I don't care. I loved going to see all three of those guys. And New Kids on the Block for 47, 57, 67 years old, they still put on a good show. But one of those three. I would have to be careful because we're narrowing down numbers.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure that there's ones I haven't.
Elvis?
Maybe, probably. I would.
Are you an Elvis fan or just like you just know that he's a legendary figure? Like, are you actually a fan of his music? Would you listen to it? Do you listen to his music?
Yeah, I do. There's some songs I listen to.
Like when you say, hey, Alexa, sorry I hit you, but will you play some Elvis for me? I'm like trying to get in the mood.
I've never said that to Alexis, no. But, you know, but it's like back in the day. It's like, you know, The Warriors, the movie The Warriors,
yeah,
is awful, but it's a great movie. Like the acting in The Warriors is brutal.
Sure.
Right? But it's a movie
why did it kill him, Cyrus?
No, it's, why'd you do it? Why'd you kill Cyrus? And then the dude goes, no reason. I just like doing things like that. The movie was so bad. It's kind of like my favorite Rocky V. The acting is brutal. Yeah. It's awful. When Adrian dies, she's a better actress than some of those actors that were in, you know, Rocky V. But it's my favorite movie from just because of the fight scene and the ringtone and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I would have to write them down and really consider, like, if you would tell somebody.
Would Huey Lewis in the News make your list?
Maybe.
He doesn't get enough credit. Like, Huey Lewis does not get enough credit for being an amazing songwriter.
And a great actor, too. He was in Back to the Future. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not know.
Yeah.
But now I have to go watch the movie.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen?
Probably not.
The Boss?
Yeah, probably not.
Nah.
Yeah, for me. You know, and I've seen him. Yeah.
Billy Joel?
It would be hard not to. But again, I don't know numbers. You're saying 12. You know, I could probably rattle off 20. But if you're saying 12 and you were only able to listen to these 12 for the rest of your life, one may have to be ABBA.
ABBA.
How about my daughter's, her biggest dilemma so far? So I just put it down. The crap's gotten real in that I just made the deposit on the church.
For the wedding.
She wants to walk down the aisle to an ABBA song, but the church won't let her. Because it has to be, it's a Christian, Catholic, whatever. I don't know.
Are they have rules on music?
Oh, yeah. Everything is, yeah.
Really?
So she'll do that at the reception. She'll do the ABBA stuff. So, you know, ABBA would probably be one of the 12. Thank God this segment's over. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Nice. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship presents BKFC 44, Friday, June 9th. In the main event, a world champion will be crowned as the number one ranked Kai Hefty Bag Stewart knuckles up with the number two ranked Louis El Loco Lopez. In the co-main event, Dallas Davidson tries to get back on the winning track against the undefeated Lloyd Cupcake Mix. Watch it live on the BKFC app. Download it at BKFC.com.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Saturday, June 24th. The UFC returns to Jacksonville. The heavy-handed Josh Emmett looks to turn back undefeated phenom Ilia Topuria, plus dangerous Brazilian Amanda Ribas, takes on the future Macy Barber. Don't miss UFC Fight Night. Emmett versus Topuria, live from ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Sheff from the band Chicago, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Chicago. Chicago.
That's a great, I mean, it's got to be a top 12 of all time.
Well, you know, you would have to, you know, if there was an album, you know, the top 15 songs, you know, then, yeah, you always got to get a Chicago. You always got to get, because there's plenty. How many songs did Chicago come out with? Like 42 albums.
Yeah.
Now, have you heard Generation Radio at all other than the ringtone?
No.
You give them a link. They're pretty good. Like, you know, it's Jason Sheff, formerly of Chicago. It's Jay DeMarcus, formerly of Rascal Flatts. It's somebody from Journey. It's somebody from Tom Petty. And they play all the songs that they played. And, you know, it's the voice of Chicago, or former voice of Chicago. It's the former one of the voices of Rascal Flatts. So it's definitely cool. And Jason Sheff will be at Epcot Friday and Saturday. So what you got?
I'm just looking at the back and forth online banter that says Dana White wants to promote Tyson Fury versus John Jones. I will make it happen. Is that the biggest fight of all time? Like a super fight between John Jones versus Tyson Fury?
What is this fight going to be in?
It will obviously be boxing, because Tyson Fury says he's not going into a cage.
Okay. And I see John Jones, the greatest mixed martial artist of all time, standing zero chance of beating Tyson Fury.
Well, according to Dana White.
Okay.
John Jones is the baddest dude on the planet.
Well, he is.
White told.
Yeah, he is. But I bet you, in a professional sport, I'll bet you there's badder people out there. You know, it's kind of like the fallacy, may he rest in peace, Kimbo Slice. You know, Kimbo Slice, the king of the backyard fights that had rules. Well, backyard fights don't have rules. So I'm sure there's somebody in the streets that's, you know, fights all out, you know, chestnuts to the wall.
Well, according to White, Tyson can talk, Jones can talk, I can talk, we can all talk. Let's do it. If Tyson is serious and he wants to do it, listen, I got Floyd Mayweather to fight Conor McGregor, and we paid Floyd. We got Floyd the number he wanted.
Okay. So
Dana's open to this, like, super fight.
Well, of course, because it goes back to what we talked about before with the UFC being the NFL of mixed martial arts, blah, 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 blah. If John Jones fights Tyson Fury in a boxing match, the MMA world, even though most of the MMA fans are knuckleheads.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, they are.
Is that Randy Harris calling MMA fans knuckleheads?
Some MMA fans are knuckleheads. They're going to think John Jones can beat Tyson Fury, just like they thought Conor McGregor was going to beat Floyd Mayweather. The UFC and John Jones has nothing to lose, because most people with some form of common sense know that John Jones doesn't have a chance. And I'm a John Jones, not a fan, but I believe he is the greatest of all time. I believe his record speaks for itself, and he has zero chance. But if he can pocket $500 million?
Now, which is a bigger fight, John Jones versus Francis Ngannou or John Jones versus Tyson Fury?
No, Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury is a bigger fight?
Absolutely.
Bigger than Francis?
Absolutely.
What about Francis versus Tyson Fury?
In what? What kind of fight?
Boxing.
Francis loses both his eyes.
Oh, man. That's harsh.
No, he does, because Tyson Fury boxes his eyes off and out.
Blind Melon, would they make it on your top 12?
I don't know who that is. But again, it's you're changing. You know, if you're going to tell me the New England Patriots are going to play football against the Miami Heat, I'm taking the Patriots.
Really?
If you're going to tell me Tiger Woods is going to go one-on-one against Steph Curry in a three-point, I'm going to take Steph Curry. I will always, and I was telling Keon this earlier, and he agreed, I will always take the good-slash-great boxer over the good-slash-great MMA fighter. I'm going to always, in boxing,
okay,
I'm going to always take the good-slash-great MMA fighter over that good-slash-great boxer in MMA.
So what about good-great wrestler versus good-great jiu-jitsu? Who do you take in a sport of mixed martial arts? Which one coming from each discipline? Because statistically stating, the wrestler has the bigger advantage.
Yeah.
Because I did research.
Yeah, but I'm going to take the jiu-jitsu person.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you know them and you're afraid?
No.
Of upsetting the art form known as jiu-jitsu. What if Joe Marquis, your trainer, gets
upset? He just texted me and I don't know what he's talking
about.
What'd he say? What, he didn't like one of my analogies.
Oh, what'd you say?
I don't know.
Oh, now you made your trainer mad.
I don't pay attention
when
I
talk.
Have
you ever been fired from a trainer before?
Oh, yeah.
You've been dropped?
Yeah.
You're not showing up?
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
Just quitting.
Yeah.
Pretending to be tired and laying in your car.
Yeah. No. Nice.
Don't pretend at your funeral, because we'll close that casket.
I
if you wake up afterwards, sorry, close, it's too late.
I would show up and the trainer wasn't there, so I would leave.
You know when you go to the arena and they're like, no re-entry for the event, the concert?
What are you talking about?
When you know you're talking about the guy that woke up in the middle of his casket.
Right.
So if you pretend and like play possum and lay
I'm going to play possum.
We're sealing that thing shut, buddy. There's no re-entry. You're not getting another chance at this life thing.
Okay.
We're going to put you right in the ground and I'm taking the microphone. No, but like, well, what's your trainer saying?
I don't know.
But I have something to say, Joe, all the trainers, I can do what you guys do. I have all the tools. I can do the same thing. You guys can't do what I can do. So
what are you, Israel?
Well, I have the truck and I have sympathetic training. And
now, hold on a second.
Collaborate.
Would you stop for a minute?
Collaborate.
Would you stop?
Yes.
Joseph Marquardt.
Yeah, my boy.
Told me today.
My trainer.
When I walked out, that what I should do is go get an ice bath.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I thought of you right away, and I instantly said no.
But I want to collaborate with Joe. I want to use the truck along with horizontal training that he does, along with ice bath, and we can build a super team.
Yeah, but you're not part of the team yet. You're on the out trying to work your way in.
I'm in. I'm on the inside. I'm here.
All right.
And I want to be your trainer. I'll be your fourth trainer.
Well, you are fourth.
Like a UFC PI Institute, everybody has like multiple trainers. There's like 100 trainers.
Well, let's see how many times I go to this gym first.
Yeah.
2 days in 2 days.
I'm proud of you. Like
Sean said over under, I believe he had it seven.
7 days before you stop.
And not consecutive.
So what's the number one reason you stop going? Like, because it can't be lack of motivation, because you want to get in shape. You have a daughter's wedding coming up.
Well,
you
have a reason. But that's the motivation now.
Right.
You know, I'm lazy. Lazy meaning not lazy to go to the gym. I'm lazy. I don't want to drive. Like, Joe used to work out in Lutz. I know it's Lutz.
It's a band. It's great.
Right.
My favorite music.
And I'm not driving that far. I'd rather eat a double quarter pounder on the way than go to the gym out in Lutz. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. What that has to do with sports, I don't know. Well, it is sports. It's working out.
Right. That's what all athletes have to do. If you don't train, then you'll never be at the top, right?
What'd you think about the golf pro? Did you see that, the PGA tournament? So a golf pro is now the number one requested interviewer or interviewee.
Okay.
He got a hole in one. He has to call work and say, hey, can I get off next week and play in the next PGA tournament? He's gotten some exemptions. They're showing them on your TV screen right now. Good for him. Good for him. Just a guy out there working, hustling, trying to get something done, and he did it.
Now, I don't know much many things.
That's true.
But I do believe that making it to the PGA Golf Tour is one of the hardest feats of all sports, of any sport, that the level and the skill and the probability of ever making it is...
People have no idea.
They have no idea how hard it is, right?
They have no idea. So I had a friend of mine. His dad played in the NFL,
okay.
Won numerous world titles in the NFL, a legend.
Well, it's not world. It's just America.
No, they were world titles.
There's no football. There's no global competition to see who the world champion is.
Sure there is.
It's just America.
No.
It's America.
They won world titles because no team outside of this country could beat them.
They never played anybody
else. Well, that's not their fault.
From Germany.
That's not their problem. But so
it's a title from America.
So this particular person went and was trying out the senior tour.
Okay.
And the things, the rules, the, you know, how quick you, like a guy just got a stroke penalty because he took too long to go sink his putt.
I'm sure there's a lot of stroke penalties on the senior tour. A lot of old people out there. I mean, but that's not uncommon.
Oh, my God. You get stupider by the second.
I'm just saying.
You truly
stroke penalty. He stands up, you reset.
You know, you can't do this. You can't walk there. You can't do, you know, you think just because you're a good golfer, you know, out on these tournaments and such, that you can just walk in. Well, David tried and couldn't do it. Just the dedication, the rules, the every single thing. Yeah, it's not easy. But I wouldn't say that it's not easy, but you think it's easier to be a professional bowler? Seriously, and I'm not a professional cornhole thrower.
You saw my strike on Sunday.
I did.
You didn't see my slow motion?
No.
Oh,
it took too long, so I moved on.
That's true.
You have 4 seconds of my attention. That's it.
That's it. But I know my strike was right there. I know my producer liked the video.
Well, I saw the producer roll strikes. I didn't see you.
That's true. Pretty much a pro golfer or bowler. Pretty much a pro at everything I do. Except. The show rolling.
No, I'm just reading some of this comments from the trainer.
Joe Marquette?
Yeah, Marquardt.
Marquardt.
First, his list, Eminem, 50 Cent, NWA. They were great wrestlers.
Oh,
the NWA?
NWA,
yeah, they were fantastic.
Well, NWO was better.
The NWA was the organization. The NWO was a team inside an organization. And my problem, thank you for the segment. So my problem with the NWO, just like the Four Horsemen, okay? Yeah. There's four horsemen.
Yeah.
Okay? Four. Arn Anderson, Ole Anderson, Ric Flair, and Tully Blanchard. That's it. Now, when left and others came and Barry Windham came and Sting came and Lex Luthor, no. The Four Horsemen are those four.
Well, same thing happens in music when you talk about Chicago.
Right.
The start in the 60s.
No, Kansas. Oh, no, it's not Kansas. It's Little River Band, who are from down under. Well, everybody, I believe, in Little River Band now are from Kansas in the United States.
Yeah.
NWO was three people. That's it. Hogan, Hall, and Nash.
Well, your NFL national champions are in Kansas City, which is not in Kansas.
Well, there is one in Kansas.
Missouri.
Yeah. Kansas City's in both.
Wow.
You know, it's
kind of... But they're national champs.
They're national champs?
Well, they're not a global. They're not world champs because they didn't play anybody else from the world.
This just in. You bore me. We're going to hit a break. I believe Jason Scheff, when we return, former lead singer of Chicago, now with Generation Radio. Love these guys. We'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong.
Thank you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Saturday, June 24th, the UFC returns to Jacksonville. The heavy-handed Josh Emmett looks to turn back undefeated phenom Ilia Topuria, plus dangerous Brazilian Amanda Ribas, takes on the future Macy Barber. Don't miss UFC Fight Night, Emmett versus Topuria, live from ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Saturday, June 24th, the UFC returns to Jacksonville. The heavy-handed Josh Emmett looks to turn back undefeated phenom Ilia Topuria, plus dangerous Brazilian Amanda Ribas, takes on the future Macy Barber. Don't miss UFC Fight Night, Emmett versus Topuria, live from ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the Giant. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. A lot of things still to get to. Our next guest will be performing this Friday and Saturday in Epcot, and I hear his voice every single time you call me, Matt. Let's welcome to the program, back to the program, Jason Scheff. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I definitely appreciate your time. And Matt's ringtone is, "Why are you calling me now?" So I hear you guys nonstop all day long. You've been very busy since last time I saw you in Nashville at Waiting for Wishes. Talk about your upcoming shows at the International Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot.
Yeah, so I'm doing two nights at Epcot and really looking forward to it. It's my solo band. And so we'll be playing all the hits that anybody saw me performing with Chicago over the 30 years that from 1985 through 2016. And I just can't wait. I grew up in San Diego, so I was a Disneyland kid. And I've never been to Epcot Center, so here we go.
How do you decide when it's three short shows a day? How will you decide what songs are going to be in what set because of how many songs you have?
Well, I've spoken to a few friends that have done that show, and they've advised me and said, you know, the first show, come out swinging hard. And so, you know, I've put a great set together. The real fortunate thing of being involved with the band Chicago was the body of work. There's so many hits that it's not that difficult to put three separate shows together, and they're big hits, so people will be happy no matter which one they come to.
So the beauty of this particular festival is people start lining up like 2 hours before the first show, and I learned this a couple weeks ago, that you have to pick which show so that you can be in the front row, but you can do the first one and the third one, and because every show is different, that's what a lot of people are going to do. They're going to estimate which one or which two they're going to be able to get the better seats at.
Wow. I heard that, and so that's why I made sure that each show is going to have, like I said, just massive hit songs that that are the soundtrack of people's lives. So I've really carefully made sure that each one is as great and important as the other ones, rather than, okay, the best one's going to be the first one or the last one. Anybody who is going to come to multiple shows is going to see not the same songs, but they're going to see really a great collection of Chicago's biggest hits.
So Jason, you know, everything that's old is once new again and trendy. This week, a young girl on TikTok went viral because she couldn't open a CD case. But on your website, the Sheffy Solo Albums, I can see you have a autographed signed CD for $25. And is there a CD market still out there? Like, would you ever do like an 8-track or bring back like the vintage like vinyls and things that are available?
Well, Generation Radio, as you pointed out, the band I have with Jay DeMarcus, maybe we'll be able to play Epcot Center at some point too, but our band, we've released vinyl of that album, so you can hear Why Are You Calling Me Now coming at you off of vinyl. But you gave me a great idea. I don't see anybody doing that, but I would love to make 8-track cassette, you know, 8-track tapes, because that's my era. I'm 61, so when I was really getting into music, that was happening. I was there for the emergence of 8-track tapes, you know, the cassette tapes. So that's because I don't know that people are actually playing CDs. You know, when people purchase them, they're really more of a souvenir, a memento. And but what a great idea, 8-tracks. You know, I'll tell you this. Let me jump real quickly and tell you. I just purchased an 8-track on eBay of Elton John's Honky Chateau album, because that's what really got me into wanting to play music, was certainly Elton John, but my mother had that 8-track. And so I bought it just so I could have it in my hands and be inspired like the first time that I heard it. And I also bought, it's not a reissue, but it's an old vinyl of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, which is my Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band experience. So you're giving me some good ideas of some stuff to make up, because, like I said, I don't think people are actually playing them. They just love to have something that feels like yesterday.
As much as that was a great idea, I'm going to now have to listen to that from Matt forever, that he gave you a great idea.
Yes.
That's not good. I saw that you're playing in the Get Her Done Golf Classic. I was with Larry a couple weeks ago. I didn't realize until I did my real quick research this morning how legit of a golfer you are.
Well, sometimes, you know, you got to actually get out there and play. But I played in a tournament a couple of days ago. Anthony Anderson had a tournament, and I played pretty well in it. I was pretty happy. So I've got a couple of, you know, actually something has come up, and Larry is such a dear friend, and he totally understood, but I'm not actually going to be able to make that one because I was asked to come over and do this very special show in London. I have a symphony show on June 3rd in Fort Worth, Texas, and I have to hop a red eye. I was going to be going to Larry's tournament, but I've got to hop a red eye to go to London. Brian May is hosting an event for James Burton, Elvis's guitar player in the TCB band, who is like an uncle to me because my father was the bass player. I don't know if you know this, the bass player of Elvis's TCB band. So Brian is putting this event on for James's foundation, and they begged me to come to sing some songs. And so I've done 25 or 6 before with Brian before. Skunk Baxter's going to be there, and we're going to do some Steely Dan stuff. So unfortunately, I'm not going to make Larry's tournament, but he was so sweet to understand. Then I fly right back to the BMW Pro-Am with Jay DeMarcus. We're playing in that, so I'm excited about that. That's going to be literally starting June 5th or 6th. So I'm flying overseas and coming right back for that. But I love to play golf.
Definitely busy. Any chance that you ran into my golf pro, my ringer, Steve Monroe, that was out there at the Anderson tournament?
Steve Monroe, that sounds familiar. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Is he a long drive? Is he a long drive guy?
Yep, he's the long drive guy.
Okay, ready for this? Yes, I know. I didn't meet him, but we got onto a hole where there was a pro, a female pro. She was great. And so we paid so that we could use her drive. And she said, if you outdrive me, you guys get to start at zero, wherever your drive is. And I don't want to brag or anything, but I had her by 60 yards. And I absolutely crushed it. I got down there and we saw the long drive. That was your pro. I'm telling you, he was 130 yards beyond me. I was going, what is this? So,
that's Tiger.
That's Tiger, Steve Monroe. He was the shortstop on my softball team and my ringer on my golf tournaments. So we won a lot of golf because of Steve.
That was ridiculous. It was like it was inhuman. Because I mean, I got a hold of my drive, and so I mean, I haven't really gotten many long drive prizes in tournaments, but I've been very close because I can actually move the ball. And I really got a hold of this one, and I'm telling you, it was comical. Like, oh, okay. So tell him I said hello.
I definitely will. Before we run out of time, talk about Generation Radio. Of course, we didn't know, you know, what was being put together when I saw you again in Nashville with Jay, with Tommy Thayer, who I just talked to in Columbia a couple weeks ago about the event in Nashville. Talk about Generation Radio and how that is now blowing up.
Yeah, so Jay and I have known each other for over 20 years, and we always said, you know, when things kind of slow down for us in our respective bands, well, let's put something together. And so, you know, 2 years ago, whatever it was, maybe 3 years ago, like 3 years yeah. ago, he said, let's do something, man. I said, I love it. So he called Dean Castronovo. Dean loved the idea. We got together and just started making music and recording at Jay's studio, and that's the record that we put together. And we started getting out there doing some dates, and it was funny. I knew this was going to happen. Neil Schoen was watching us like a hawk, and he saw how great Dean was sounding, and so they snatched him back into Journey. And so I remember the day that Dean was just going to help him out at Lollapalooza. And Jay called me and said, Dean's playing at Lollapalooza. And I said, great. And he goes, yeah, I just got off the phone with him. He says, he's not leaving the band. He's just helping them out. And I said, we're never going to see him again. And he goes, no, man, he told me he's not leaving. I said, dude, they're not going to let him go. He's amazing. So sure enough, Dean called back and he says, I'm so sorry, but he doesn't, dude. That's your gig. Go do your gig. So I called my buddy, Steve Ferroni, Tom Petty's drummer for 25 years. Said, hey, you want to come and play with us? So we have Ferroni. And so our show is really cool. It's a combination of hits of the bands we've been in. So, you know, the whole set is Rascal Flatts meets Chicago meets Tom Petty. And we keep a few of those Journey songs in there because Dean was in it. So you've got to come and see us next time we're close to you. And but it's we're about ready to make our second record, and maybe we should come back to Epcot as Generation Radio.
That would be outstanding. Jason, I appreciate your time. I'm going to be there on Friday. Your shows are at 5:30, 6:45, and 8. I'll be at the 5:30 and the 8 o'clock so I can strategically get in the line. And hopefully we can connect just to say hi.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's visit. Absolutely. Let me know that you're there, all right?
I will definitely do it. Jason Sheff, thank you very much. And I'll see you on Friday at Epcot.
All right, guys. Whatever comes our way.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Tomey, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza, 8 minutes or so. Jason Sheff is pretty cool.
Amazing. Legendary.
And I did not know until this morning that his dad was the bass player for Elvis.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about Elvis before, and
we're gonna bring back the 8-track.
I remember him vividly. Chicago, you know, I remember doing radio back then with 8-tracks, and you would, you know, slide the stuff back and forth and stuff. But how ironic, how I don't know if it's karma, it's whatever. So my older brother, you know, we don't get along, we've never gotten along, you know that. His two favorite bands growing up. Now, Maynard Ferguson was his favorite of all time because he was a trumpet player, whatever. His two favorite bands. Would you like to take a guess who they were?
Cheap Trick and Chicago.
Because you pay attention. Thank you. So then to become friends with Robin Zander, lead singer of Cheap Trick, and Jason Sheff, who was with Chicago forever.
Uh-huh.
It's just you can't even write that stuff.
It's awesome.
But, yep, Friday I'm going to head up and hang out at Epcot and go see him. Last time I was there was for Daughtry.
Oh, yeah.
So a couple of announcements.
How is that? That wine and food festival. I mean, you like that intimate experience?
Oh, it's
small
very cool.
Shows.
It's very cool. But like I said, I learned a lesson, a very valuable lesson.
Get in line early.
Well, you get in line, and if you're not within the very front, because the front was cool. Now, again, it's so small, you can beat row 10, and it's still great. But what I did is I purposely was going to wait. So then I waited for the second show, and I was dead front. And then because Daughtry, you know, was going to meet us and whatever, and he wanted to put it after the next show, we just stayed. So we were in the same seat for 2 and 3, which is what I'm going to do Friday for Jason. And then I think Rick Springfield is Sunday or he's coming up very soon. But I want to get this out. We only have a couple minutes left. Dave Feldman made some announcements, last week? Huge fight coming up in our backyard in Lakeland.
Yeah.
July 14th. Your champion, Dave Mundell, against Mike Richmond.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a great fight.
Well,
I think it's going to be a fight that you need to be at. And I texted Dave Feldman the very next day, and he did confirm we will have tickets to give away.
I'll be in Brazil.
So, well, I wasn't giving you a ticket.
I'll be with Anderson, the GOAT.
But he's not the GOAT.
Well, he's the greatest of all time.
He may be the greatest Brazilian, if you want to say that. And I'm not even sure that's true.
Now, I don't know where this guy falls on the list, but former WBC super featherweight champion and the WBC lightweight title from 1985 to 87. Hector Macho Camacho is his birthday, so rest in peace and heavenly peace forever to a great champion. I mean, I know you said happy birthday, Chris Benoit, earlier. I wanted to make sure
I didn't say happy birthday to Chris Benoit.
You said happy birthday to Chris Benoit.
No, I said that somebody posted happy birthday to Chris Benoit.
But you said it. So I'm just saying to Hector Camacho, rest in peace, champ. World champ, actually a champ, not NFL, Kansas City national champ, the world champion.
Well, but again,
Hector Macho Camacho.
You want me to argue that one with you?
Please do.
Because I can argue that one with you. There's 5,000 boxing organizations, so he was the world champion of that organization, which is no different than being the world champion of the NFL or being the world champion at this weekend's golf tournament. I'm just saying.
You're right.
Right?
Sure, I'm not mocking it.
All right. So, Palomino has a title fight coming up.
He does.
I know that BKFC
announced. He's fighting Lily.
Huh?
He's fighting Lily, right?
Yeah.
And down in Miami, June 23rd, I believe.
So somebody put up, and I'm not trying to start crap, but which one should I go to? Both. Well, I can't go to both. Which one? I wouldn't miss Mundell Richmond.
Yeah, that's going to be fire.
You know, it's going to be two no-nonsense guys.
Yeah. Both similar fighting styles.
I talked to Mundell in wherever we just went, South Carolina. Talked to him briefly. Our boy Jared Warren was there as well.
Yeah.
He should be on the Lakeland card, I would imagine.
Captain Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's. I think that's a fantastic matchup. You know, for the BKFC, I think that's a.
When I talked about Anderson earlier, and that the loss to Weidman and how it totally changed him. And we've always talked about, a loss does that. A knockout does that.
Sure.
I'm going to flip the script on you.
Okay.
I think Mike Richmond's going to be a better fighter now.
Because he lost to...
I think what happened and
the way it happened.
The way it happened.
Because he put Lorenzo on his ass.
Yep.
He rushed the process.
Right.
And if he would have drug it out and kept boxing, and he might have won that fight. Right? So...
But I think fighters are starting to learn that.
Did I see a Usman-Khamzat fight in October?
Yeah.
That's going to be fire.
And somebody posted, which is ironic because I just talked to Keon about this gentleman. The tag was, is this the next Tyron Woodley?
Oh.
After his double losses to Leon Edwards and then this fight.
You don't know.
You don't know.
We don't know. That's why we're still fighting to find out.
That's why they fight him. That's why you stand him up and that's where you knock him down. So OTAs, NFL going on. I may go out there. I haven't been out there yet.
Yeah, it's not required. So none of the stars are out there.
Well, your starting quarterback of the Bucs is out there.
He's fighting for a job.
I don't think it's much of a fight.
You think he's going to get it easily over Trask?
Easily.
Because of the name?
No, the name has nothing to
you
do
think
with
the
it.
Skill set?
Yeah, the name has nothing to do with it. You know, the head coach that many do not like already, which means nothing. It only matters if your owner likes or dislikes.
Sure, it's a job.
If your general manager likes or dislikes.
Right.
I saw a thing, they were talking about the Miami Heat with Pat Riley, and that some players went in a couple years ago, many years ago, I guess, and wanted the head coach fired, who I believe has the second longest tenure in the NBA right now. And Riley basically kicked his star players out of the office. Who are you to tell me what to do?
It's a business.
It's a business. Yeah. And that's the case. You are going to play your best players. You're going to play who's going to, solidify you keeping your job.
And if Todd Bowles loses his job, at least he has a college degree to fall back on.
Sure.
Go get a job tomorrow.
Sure. Aaron Rodgers tweaked, an ankle.
Yeah.
I don't think that means anything.
Is that part of the script?
No, it's not part of the script.
If you were a star player, would you fake an injury like you did the video this morning of you working out hard? Would you fake an injury?
Hold on, moron.
To go to
moron,
training camp?
Moron, hold up a second. I didn't fake that I worked out hard. I faked that I threw up. And I worked out 80%, 85%.
But if you're a star player.
I yelled at my trainer. Is it okay? Like I asked Michael Chandler to disagree. And Michael Chandler said it's okay. Yeah, I kind of yelled at Joe Knucklehead.
Yeah, but Joe Knucklehead does jiu-jitsu, so be careful.
Well, that's a legend.
Unless you're a wrestler.
That's a legend.
If you're an NCAA wrestler, then I say you got a chance.
Well, no.
Statistically, you could win that way.
I'm going to take the jiu-jitsu guy.
Well, then you're going to lose statistically.
I don't think so.
I'm like the PTI guy. I give like the stats at the end of the show.
The
like
jiu-jitsu guy may not be as great a quote-unquote wrestler, but he's going to know things that wrestlers are just wrestlers. They're going to take you down. They're going to try to pin you.
Did you wear your pajamas this morning went to the gym?
No, I don't. Well, I don't.
You can't.
I don't wear a gi.
Fight. You can't fight. No gi. You need the pajamas.
Just because that's what I call it doesn't mean you can call it
a robe.
That's a robe.
Yeah, it's a robe. It's what Hugh Hefner wore.
Didn't you get the robe signed by Gracie when you went down there?
I did. Yeah. No, I can't wear it.
You know, and there's certain things that for a Hoist Gracie, it makes sense.
So it's so valuable. I can't rub off the Hoist Gracie signature.
We also have tickets. And when I say we, I mean me. Tickets to UFC Jacksonville to give away. And I want to thank Jason Chef. For a knucklehead across from the table, this is Knockout Radio. Goodbye, and
this is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is, as the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial,
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.